Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading two poems from my collection, Geosmin. I think often of coal. It has given us light, heat, electricity, clothing, medicines, but it is fossil fuel, sunshine stored in carbon, and it's been a major contributor to climate change, which in turn leads to glacial melt and sea level rise. That's what I was considering with this first poem entitled Lost at Sea, and it was first published in Camus in 2018. Lost at Sea. Landmarks can vanish in the dark, bearings lost by night or day where the heart searches. No moss can guide the way home to the North Country when snow melts before it begins. Change is the given, an endless spinning, and no one gets to stay for long. Whatever seed created crystals, whatever icy sky flashed water to snow's latticework, the frozen time is gone. We struggle to hold ourselves responsible for glacial melt and sea rise, and our mountaintop removals of carboniferous realms not connected to this surprise, when fossils are resurrected and fuel a climate shift, and no ark arrives. The second poem is entitled At a Loss, and has quite a different feel, the continuity of day and night. It was first published in Minding Nature in 2017. At a loss actually refers to, at a loss for words, my amazement of how day never ends. Water flows in the nights and plants keep growing. But the poem accrued and became a concern for our land here in southwest Wisconsin and what we could lose. At the end of the poem, you'll hear the word migazi, the Anishinaabe Moween word for bald eagle. Migazi flies at dawn to see if humans remember to greet the day so that the world may continue. And canon refers to a song round that wraps round and round. At a loss. There is no word for this waking wonder of day that never ends, even in dark, where the creek lets out as endless line its liquid canon, a song that goes on through the facies, whether rock or not. If we take down these hills, crush and slam frack sand deep against shale, there is no word to tell how these lands shone with corn, with bone of mastodon or crystalline stone, and once rolled as waves in ocean. When I wake, I have no word for the shifting soil singing beneath the soles of my feet. Even thanks seems so fleet. I have only the words spoken before sunrise, before migazi has flown. Good morning. You have been listening to Lost at Sea and At a Loss, two poems from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in spring 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at catherineyoungwriter.com. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.